The fire broke out around 10 p.m. on August 1, 2012, at TCI of New York on Route 9H in West Ghent. According to Columbia County officials, the building housed mineral oil, tanks, tractor trailers containing fuel oil, propane tanks, and other hazardous substances, including sodium that came from transformers disposed of at TCI. Columbia County's Office of Emergency Management Director Bill Black said in his 30 years of fire experience, he'd never witnessed a blaze as intense as the one at TCI.
We've had the area, the soot, or the residue from the soot, sampled, and the materials came back non-detectable for PCBs.
The fear that PCBs had been released into the air had been one of the greatest concerns. The situation attracted the attention of the governor's office, which closely monitored the chain of events through the State Emergency Operations Center. The eastward track of smoke from the industrial fire prompted the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, through spokesman Peter Judge, to issue this apocalyptic-sounding warning for citizens in southern Berkshire County.
Get inside. Bring in any pets you have, kids obviously staying inside. If you have any farm animals or any other animals that you can put into the barn, keep them in stored feed, stored water, until this event is over.
The town of Ghent declared a state of emergency, and other municipalities followed as public and emergency services agencies were inundated with calls from local residents. Within a day or two after the fire, questions were being raised about the way locals were notified about the inferno and the possible contamination dangers from any residue after it was extinguished. Later in the month, 300 citizens showed up at West Ghent Volunteer Fire Department for a meeting with local officials, including Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett.
We had a real dialogue between these experts from the state, federal, and local level, and 300 people from the community. This went on for 3 hours. I mean, the experts stayed and answered every single question that anybody had.
Now, a year after the fire, the Columbia County Environmental Management Council has issued a series of recommendations for towns to regulate companies. Council Chair Ed Simonson says the agency has had discussions and has pored over fire reports.
We came up with a kind of a condensation of what had occurred plus a set of recommendations such that if those are implemented, an event like what happened with the fire in August of last year would not occur.
Simonson says an extensive list of council recommendations was finalized on June 24th and sent to the County Board of Supervisors.
So it was addressed to essentially the individual supervisors of the towns within the county, plus the city of Hudson. That was our target audience. So it really wasn't the public. That was our target audience because that's where if these recommendations are going to be implemented, they have to occur at the local level.
The recommendations are awaiting reaction from the Board of Supervisors and the public at large. TCI officials were not available for comment. This month, Governor Cuomo signed legislation that will help improve New York's ability to coordinate preparation and response for disaster emergencies. The new legislation updates current emergency laws, allows the state to accept certain gifts and donations to assist with emergencies, and helps implement the New York Text Emergency Alert System. Assemblywoman Barrett says the legislation will make the state more effective and more efficient in crises, like the TCI fire. Simonson adds that updates and enhancements talked about after the fire have been made to the local 911 system. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.